Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know, it has been a while since we've done Terrible Joke Tuesday, and we will break that trend this hour. Terrible jokes at 3:45. All right. Because I think everybody needs a laugh. It's kind of a gloomy Tuesday, and so a good laugh wouldn't be so bad.
They must be terrible, but arable.
That is correct. Fake dad jokes. And we'll start calling out for your joke submissions at 3:30. And the text line is the same as the phone number. It's 913-586-7798.
Would you like an example?
Sam, I would love an example. Yes, please.
An oldie but a goodie. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's going on, buddy?
What kind of pepper can't mind his own business?
I don't know, Sam. What kind of pepper can't mind its own business?
The one that gets jalapeno business.
Womp, womp, womp.
You tell that worse every single time you tell it.
I did mess up the beginning of it. It's supposed to be what is the nosiest kind of pepper? I screwed
and then,
up.
It's all good.
And,
well,
and then the and one then that gets jalapeno business.
And then you said jalapeno. It's jalapeno.
Yeah. Anyway, that is an example of a terrible but arable joke.
Oh, it's terrible.
Terribly delivered.
Why are you looking at me like a dog that doesn't understand the command, Dan?
Well, because the word is jalapeno.
It's jalapeno.
Mm.
Sam, pronouncer.
Jalapeno business. We are not.
Oh,
we don't
gosh.
Even. No, we don't
Dan's
need.
Right.
We do not need to even go there.
Shut up, Dan.
It's only offering the American pronunciation, which is incorrect.
Okay.
No,
we're good.
No, I want to hear the American pronunciation because we're Americans.
Well, you both are wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's not it.
Jalapeno.
Are we singing it? Jalapeno business.
Jalapeno.
Jalapenos.
What? Sorry?
Jalapenos.
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 She said jalapenos.
Jalapenos.
Okay.
So neither one of us is right.
Let her say it again.
Jalapenos.
Yeah, pay. Baños. Mm-hmm.
Baños. Baños. Okay.
It is an E.
Mm-hmm. Or an E.
We have a monkey that has been struck by a car today.
Wait,
after it escaped a zoo in North Carolina. The animal broke out from Zootastic Park. Not funny.
Why are there so many
he
apes
busted
and
out. Now
primates
listen,
over there?
I know it. He busted out last Wednesday. Struck by a car today. Officers say when they arrived at the scene, the monkey was alive. They packaged him up, took him away for treatment.
Did he not look both ways?
As of this writing, animal service officers do not have updated information on the monkey's current condition.
Speaking of things on the run, did they ever find that last escapee from Louisiana who...
I thought you were going to talk about the monkey that was on the loose here in Kansas City. No.
What?
Well, there's somewhere in Missouri, this was also a headline this week, on the side of a highway, officers responded.
I was just thinking about people who break out.
The last escapee, he didn't break out, by the way. He was let out.
That's correct. They were let out.
No, he has not been captured.
They broke out.
No, they were let out, Dana.
Do you guys remember one of them actually said that? Because we didn't escape. We were let out.
He has not been captured. However, all of the monkeys that broke out of that research facility in the Carolinas.
In Reston, Virginia.
Were captured.
Okay.
Well, remember almost a year ago, those 43 rhesus macaques?
Yes.
In South Carolina?
I do remember it. I just mentioned it.
But that was
in South Carolina. That wasn't in Virginia.
Was it Jefferson County this week? I'm telling you, if you look this story up, you are going to get results. Remember we had one in a tutu in Jefferson County? Don't you remember?
No.
Legitimate. Yes, you do. It was all over the news. I'm telling you, people have these as pets everywhere.
Okay, they'll eat your face off.
I know.
The story just gets more and more bizarre by the day. You guys remember the Coldplay concert? The astronomer CEO, now former CEO, and
yes.
The astronomer head of HR, now former head of HR. Well, according to a source close to the couple, or not couple, we're not really sure, spoke to People magazine and said that, it wasn't any surprise to the HR person's Kristen Cabot. It wasn't any surprise to her husband because her and her husband were already separated. What you don't see in that kiss cam at the Coldplay concert is her husband is a few feet to the right on a date.
Whoa.
According to the source that spoke to People magazine.
That they were all there together?
They're saying it was not a company event for astronomer. It just so happened that Kristen and Andy, the CEO, had been there together. According to the source, quote, they were just friends.
Uh-huh.
It was a great friendship. There was no affair. Now, I don't go around hugging my friends from behind.
It's the hug from behind.
Yeah.
You know, Dana and I have been friends for a decade and a half.
And we've been meaning to talk to you guys about what you do in the newsroom.
Yeah, those hugs from behind.
The hug from behind. There is something very, all kidding aside, there is something very intimate about the hug from behind. If that man's arms were around any other woman like that, but mine, I would lose my absolute mind.
And keep in mind, they weren't just around her from behind. They are situated in a very
below the waist.
Intimate. No, that's above the waist, right below something else.
Yeah.
So and her husband was in a suite.
Was there?
In the same suite, allegedly a few feet away on a date, according to the source that spoke to People magazine.
Well, then why the outcry?
That's a little weird. Well, because she works for the CEO.
Well, but the whole thing was they got caught and now everyone's going to be mad. Well, if the husband was sitting right there on a date with someone else.
Now, the head of HR doesn't get to have an affair with the CEO.
But that's not what this was all about when it first went down.
The source does not say anything about the relationship between the CEO and his now ex-wife. So maybe it was a surprise to her. But to Scott's point, either way, it doesn't look good when your CEO and your head of HR are seen in that capacity out at an event. And if it wasn't an affair, why did you hide?
Exactly.
What are you hiding from?
Okay.
Awkward.
If you're still hoarding clothes that haven't fit you since before Okay Boomer became a saying... Don't feel so ridiculous. You're not the only one. A new nationwide survey has found that 70% of us refuse to get rid of clothing that's way too small just in case we end up losing enough weight that they fit again.
I really like those pants. So
I did that. I could stand to lose a few more pounds. But,
just in case pants.
But there was a time in the spring of 2023 where I was probably in the best shape since my 20s. And I was putting on shorts and pants that I hadn't worn in years. I was very proud of myself. In fact, I had to go to my cousin's wedding, and I had to go buy a new suit because all of my suits didn't fit.
I was just going through and cleaning up, straightening up. I pulled out my old sea bag, which has all of my old uniforms from my Navy days. And I'm like, all right, let's try it.
Let's try it.
So I put on some of the Incredibles. Uniforms. The waists on the pants were a little snug, but the shirts fit really well. I'm like, all right.
My letter jacket still fits. Uncomfortably, but it still fits.
It does button. I've seen it.
Thank you, Sam.
buttons are gasping for air.
Oh, they are. Absolutely, they are. It says here, 4 in 10 of us immediately change for something more comfy when work is done. Do you do that?
Yes.
You go home and you change your clothes?
I wear very casual clothes anyway. Once I'm home, that's the Dana's free zone. I get out of whatever it is I'm wearing, and it's time to watch the Royals. I'm so sad it's over.
See, that is so weird. I wear my backup outfit in the morning. I'm not kidding.
Which is also athletic shorts and a sweatshirt. And,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So I do not wear, I know every day but I come fancy. To work in this blue sweatshirt. This is every not, day. This is not what I wear at home.
I know.
And so I wear other athletic shorts.
It's an orange hoodie.
It is orange.
I know.
More salmon than orange. It used to be orange, but it's turned salmon.
Yes.
But, and then right before I leave the house, I take a shower, my second shower of the day, because I'm a nerd, and I put on my comfortable work clothes, and these are the clothes I will sleep in tonight.
How do you even know the difference?
Between what?
Between your, it's all his the
routine.
Same stuff.
It's, the it shower. Is, and it's his routine.
If you break my routine, like for tomorrow, tomorrow's a classic example. We have a 10:45 all staff meeting downstairs.
I know.
This is going to ruin my day. Not because I don't want to go to an all staff meeting. That's
it's your clothing
fun.
Schedule.
Well, it's my schedule. I live Groundhog Day from Monday through Friday.
I know you do.
Monday through Friday. Every day is exactly the same.
I know, and Wednesdays are my free day. So whenever there's something on a Wednesday during my free day, I get very, very grumpy. What percentage of clothing do you think in my closet I actually wear? And keep in mind, I don't own fancy clothes anymore.
12.
15%.
Yeah.
5.
You're right. Right. It probably is 15.
Also, I'm going to start scheduling meetings for you on Wednesday. You're welcome.
No. I'll find one or two shirts that I'm comfortable in,
yes.
And then I buy those in 3 or 4 colors.
Yes.
And this one right here, you've seen it in black, you've seen it in blue. I am a creature of habit.
So I know it looks like I wear the same black shorts to work every single day.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods, and I found the perfect pair. I'm not kidding.
And you bought
you be quiet,
levels?
Sam.
You bought 12 of them?
I found the perfect pair of Under Armour shorts, and I bought 3 pairs.
Do you just keep buying new pairs since you're a commando?
He only needs 3 because he does laundry every single day.
That is correct.
Mm. I'm looking up what percent. Okay. In the case of clothing, 20% of what is in your wardrobe is worn 80% of the time. And that is spot on for me. 20%. And so even when we downsized, I kept sweaters. And then I pulled the sweaters out of a box the other day. And I, you know what I thought?
When are you ever going to wear them?
I'm not going to wear that. I like a good sweater when it's freezing cold and we're outside. But when we come to work, Scott, I'm not wearing a scratchy, itchy sweater in
Mm-mm.
here.
Mm-mm.
Well, see, and for me, it depends on the season because now I've got 2 closets.
Bragger.
I have winter stuff in one closet and not winter stuff in the other closet. So here, as it gets colder, I'm going to be shifting over to the other closet. But I haven't touched that closet since I moved in.
913-586-7798. We will do Terrible Joke Tuesday at 3:45 this afternoon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
By the way, we are ready to take your submissions in just a few minutes for Terrible Joke Tuesday. Your jokes have to be terrible, but they have to be arable. Read that, dad jokes. And you can start texting those in any minute now at 913-586-7798. A man's been arrested after he jumped the fence of Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce's neighborhood and trespassed onto his property. According to Leawood police, just before 2:15 in the morning, on September 15th, so about 8 days ago, hours after the Chiefs played the Philadelphia Eagles at Arrowhead Stadium, officers were called to a private gated neighborhood to investigate a trespassing incident. When officers arrived, they found a man inside the gated community, took him into custody. The man, who is identified as Justin Lee Fisher, was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of criminal trespassing. He was released after posting bond. He was found on Kelce's property.
They're now saying they believe this man might have been a private eye, but you suck as a private eye if you think you can trespass on private property. He is somehow trying to claim he was trying to serve legal papers.
At 2:15 in the morning?
Yeah, on private property.
Huh. At 2:15 in the morning, I'm serving papers.
Yeah. That's how you, honest to God, that's how you get shot.
He's lying. Allegedly.
Also, I was under the impression that the papers he was claiming to be serving weren't necessary because I thought she wasn't involved in that case.
This also
anymore.
Says, by the way, page six has this, a former cop turned private eye is the one who was arrested. Okay. You suck as a private eye, and it scares me you're a former cop. If you think at 2:15 in the morning, it is okay to trespass on someone's private property, let alone someone as high profile as Travis Kelce.
If he was serving papers, what papers was he serving?
He jumped the fence, Scott.
But what papers was he serving?
Oh, he claimed it had to do with the Justin Baldoni case.
She's a witness in some case, and
Taylor
he's claiming.
Swift has been dragged into.
But that's not how you service.
That is correct.
You don't jump a fence to serve papers.
You don't serve papers at 2:15 in the morning.
Good God.
Somebody knocks on my door at 2:15 in the morning, I'm going for the guns. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be, you know, tough guy here. That's not my point. What I'm saying is nobody knocks on your door legitimately at 2:15 in the morning unless your house is on fire and it's your neighbor.
Wait a minute. He told, he's quoted here. He's supposedly going to be in Leawood Municipal Court on October 15th and said, quote, I wasn't hurt besides being arrested for doing my job and possibly losing my private eye license. You cannot jump a fence and enter private property to, quote, do your job if you are a private eye, if you are a, well, let's go with anyone. unless you are a law enforcement officer with reason to believe there's a crime being committed. You can't just jump someone's fence.
You don't lose your private investigator license, assuming that they actually have those things, unless you're doing the job wrong. Nobody loses their license when they do their job right.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Give me a break. At least 14 Wichita restaurants, most of them locally owned, say the same man has hit them in what social media is calling a serial dine and dash spree. The Kitchen, that's one of the restaurants.
Oh, yes.
Is one of the restaurants affected. Co-owner and chef Natasha Gandhi Rue said the man came in, ordered food and drinks, and then left without paying his bill.
Yep.
Says Gandhi Rue, we cannot afford for people to run out on a tab. A bartender and server Dakota Sells said the man ordered 3 double shots in a short period, 6 drinks, despite having seen a warning about the suspect on social media earlier that day. Sells did not realize he was serving that same person.
The guy then said, it appears I've forgotten my wallet. He was very apologetic and nice about it. While the bartender was updating his manager about the situation, the man left.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to this. Reactions online have been mixed. While many users are outraged on behalf of the affected restaurants, others have shown support for the man.
Says Gandhi
Rue. Why?
Says Gandhi Rue, there are people who are kind of gleeful about it, and that makes me really sad. We shouldn't be cheering on someone who is thieving. By the way, it is thought that he has struck 14 different restaurants in Wichita.
He's very identifiable.
What do you mean?
He's short. He's very bald.
Is there
kind of has some point to his ears? Like if you saw this guy, you'd be like, "That's the guy." They've got very clear photos of him.
Was the word "very" necessary in front of bald?
Well, I'm just saying it's not like he's got a receding hairline. I mean, he looks like Mr. Clean with a goatee.
I mean, he doesn't look like Scott Parks with his McDonald's.
15
hairline.
Restaurants?
14.
Why?
Does hair or no hair have anything to do with his serial dine and dashing?
No, it has everything to do with the fact that this is how he was caught because he's so identifiable, Sam. Listen to this. He faces charges of theft and contempt of court because ... he had recently bonded out on similar charges. Is he some sort of klepto dine and dasher guy?
Probably. He doesn't look like he doesn't have a house. Or a place to stay. He looks relatively clean cut.
One of the tickets was $85. Like a lot of small businesses are saying it hits hard. It's unfortunate. Listen to this. Saber Latin Bar and Grill is among the 8 restaurants that spoke up for this story. Saber says thanks to someone else's post, a regular customer alerted them about the suspect's presence. I said, that's the same guy. So I turned around and tried to have him pay. And as soon as I turned around, he took off out the door.
Here is our text line. It is 913-586-7798. We need your terrible but arable jokes. We will be doing Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up right after 3:45. So send them in right now at 913-586-7798.
All right. If there is a guiltier man in the history of killing multiple women than Rex Heuermann, I would like someone to tell me who that would be.
Allegedly.
A judge has just rejected the defense request to exclude all of the DNA evidence, which, of course, shows his DNA all over these victims, right? A judge said no. That's a good thing, but the story gets worse. His defense lawyers also asked, are you ready for this, Sam? If the case could be broken into as many as 5 separate trials for the 7 killings, because, quote, trying Mr. Heuermann for all 7 killings at one time would create an unfair cumulative effect. Yeah, serial killers have that thing called a cumulative effect because you killed seven
now,
women.
Now, allegedly.
If they have a lot of evidence, like it's an open and shut case, I would actually support five separate cases.
You can't. Judicial expediency is what they cite. There's no way. It would take 20 years.
Why would you want it broken down into five cases?
No one is going. The judge said absolutely not.
What I'm saying is give him 20 years for one, 20 years for another. Make sure he never sees the light of day again. If you combine them all, they could make the sentences run concurrently.
Highly unlikely.
Also, look this up, please. After the hearing, the DA said the judge's decision to ignore the request was correct, especially in light of a document that prosecutors say they found last year in Huerman's basement that detailed methods of pursuing, killing, and disposing of victims. Mr. Tierney described the grisly manual as a unifying element in the trial. Now, while you're looking that up, I will remind all of you that his absolute delusional ex-wife is in the courtroom still supporting her husband. And said today, quote, the longer this drags out, the longer we have to have our lives on hold. As if they're waiting for a guilty verdict to go, oh, okay, he killed all those women. We didn't think he did. Is she delusional?
Probably, yes.
But you have to think all these years, she didn't think that he was some horrifying rapist killer.
Allegedly.
Thank you.
Would you really not know something was going on?
It was a chilling planning. This is according to CNN, a chilling planning document to methodically blueprint how to select, kill, and dispose of his victims. It was a Word document that he created in 2000, modified. If I'm repeating some of what you said, it was because I was half paying attention while I was looking for the story. Modified over several years on a hard drive in the basement of his suburban New York home, where he lived with his wife and children. In capital letters, the file outlined the, quote, packaging of bodies for transport, steps to avoid apprehension, and the removal of trace DNA evidence. And that's about, the manual contained headings such as supplies and problems, two separate headings, with DNA listed as the top item under the ladder. The DNA evidence and blueprint document will underpin the case against him at his trial.
Well, if he was so organized, why did you leave DNA?
A section titled Body Prep, detailed steps to clean, dismember, and move bodies, while another called Post-Event appeared to list tasks to avoid apprehension, including having a story.
Okay.
Post-event, get lunch.
His attorney told reporters that Mr. Huerman's family, quote, is still waiting to weigh all of the evidence and planned on attending to trial, quote, to see it through to the end. There's denial, and then there's not enough therapy in the world that's going to fix whatever's going on in that woman's head.
Well, but
like she's just holding out for one shred of like maybe everyone else in the whole wide world is wrong. And even though it's one in quintillion, bajillion odds that anyone else in the whole wide world in the history of the universe could be the person except her husband, that like just maybe everyone is wrong. And that also every single killing happened when she was out of town, like clockwork.
It's
love is a crazy thing.
Well, it is. And keep in mind, you know, her endless love for her husband, while we might consider it bizarre, is no more bizarre, if maybe even a little less, than women who want to marry and sometimes do marry serial killers while they're in prison. I believe even Charles Manson had a wife. And he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
It's almost like if you're family members of any of these victims, you want to just shake his wife and go, what?
Didn't BTK's wife stick around for a little while?
No, did she
exit right away?
Emergency divorce, bye-bye.
You're right. Yep. You're right.
Mm-hmm. And they raised that house. House is gone.
Good. As they should. But doesn't his daughter visit him, even though she knows her dad did it, and it was her DNA that eventually led to his identification. Hasn't she visited him in prison?
I'd have to look.
I know she did that 60 Minutes or 2020 interview.
Yeah, she did a bunch back. Of interviews. She wrote a book, I think, and is now helping investigators with other cases.
Okay.
I do not think she has a relationship with him, no. I think she said, like, she wrote him a letter or he keeps writing her letters. Because okay. What are you going to chat about with your dad who is a monster? Gosh, remember that time we went to Girl Scouts and that was great?
And he's, I think.
Was that before or after victim number 9? You know what I mean? Like, what?
No, I get it.
You can't go back.
And I'm not rating or ranking serial killers in our region, but I mean, Johnny Robinson is a horrible human being. He's still alive. But BTK was a different level. He was a different level of crazy. And I just, by the way, speaking of Law and Order, a federal jury today convicted Ryan Ruth, 59, of Hawaii, for attempting to assassinate President Trump when he was a major presidential candidate in a planned sniper attack at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach, Florida. After the verdict was announced, Mr. Ruth allegedly, or apparently, I guess, tried to stab himself in the neck with a pen.
Can I just say, there's a courtroom sketch artist who tried, in the split second this was going down, to capture with chalk and charcoal what it must have looked like in that moment where he's got a Bic pen in one hand and he is unsuccessfully trying to gouge himself in the carotid artery.
Can I also point out another picture on that New York Post story?
Yeah.
He's a relatively thin man for his late 50s. Does he have man boobs, though?
I cannot get over the arrest picture.
It might be the funniest thing in the world. The one thing that both of you took from this.
He's got his shirt pulled up.
Above his...
nipple region.
Nipple mm-hmm. region.
And the man boobs are just
proud. He's thin and almost basically has a six-pack.
Yeah.
He's in decent shape.
Does a lot of push-ups, I guess. I don't know.
Clearly. But are those man boobs?
I can't get over it. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Anyway, guilty. Guilty.
Will he be supplied with a bra in prison? I'm asking for a friend.
Are you?
No, he's not. I got nothing.
Anyway, I think Mr. Ruth is going to prison for the rest of his life, if I'm not mistaken.
You mean the attempted assassination of a presidential candidate is
mm-hmm.
up there?
So he faces on one of the charges, the attempted assassination of a major presidential candidate carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. He also faces another 20 years for assaulting a federal officer. That would be the Secret Service agent, Robert Fursano. Felon in possession of a firearm, there's 15 more years. Yeah. So I don't think he's ever going to see the light of day again.
He represented himself, by the way.
He did. He's crazy. He's absolutely crazy. During the jury, what's that called?
The voir dire.
Voir dire.
He suggested the case should be settled by a golf match to the death.
Yes.
That's one of his arguments.
He also wanted to ask the jury about the possible U.S. acquisition of Greenland. No, I'm not kidding.
That judge has to be a saint.
And so finally, they had to shut him down during jury voir dire, whatever it's called, and just say, you're done. Because his questions were so ridiculous.
Stop talking.
Why didn't they appoint him an attorney?
They did. He fired them.
Okay. Bye.
And he said he wanted to represent himself. And he was trying to compare himself to the January 6th people. It was just really, really bizarre. And he's guilty as hell, but he clearly also is probably in dire need of some in-penitentiary mental help. 913-586-7798. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, it is Terrible Joke Tuesday. Get your jokes in now. 913-586-7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, you guys ready? It is time for Terrible Joke Tuesday, the airing of the worst dad jokes in the history of dad jokes. Mm-hmm. Your joke has to be airable, but it has to be terrible. All right?
Okay.
If it's
too
tawdry, we are not. You're wasting your time.
We'll laugh privately.
We will laugh.
Yeah, we will.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
From 2060. I tell you, I lost my hair years ago.
What?
Yeah, but I still carry a comb with me.
Huh.
I just can't part with it.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
What is Santa Claus's favorite state?
I don't know.
Ida, ho, ho, ho.
Out.
Oh, my God.
Out.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Did you hear that Sting got kidnapped?
Sting got kidnapped?
Yeah. The police have no lead.
That's actually really good.
That is a good joke. Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What is the best way to kill a circus?
What is the best way to kill a circus?
Just go for the juggler.
Hey, Dana.
What,
How do
Sam?
You keep an idiot in suspense?
How do you keep an idiot in suspense? Oh, my God. That is not funny.
Hey, Scott.
No, you don't get to go again.
Okay.
Yes, hey, Scott.
No.
Did I tell you?
First.
I used to be addicted to soap.
You were?
Yes, but then I got clean.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
You know, I was eating lunch the other day, and I thought to myself, cottage cheese is not actually, in reality, cheese. It just occurred to me.
You want to try that again?
That was a perfect delivery.
Was it?
Okay. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
No.
He made a mint.
Hey, Sam.
Are you guys even listening?
I am.
Yes.
Sam, the police joke was very funny.
It was very funny.
Yes, Police have no lead. You know, Sting's the lead singer of the Police. That was good. Your delivery is a little bit off, though.
Okay. All right.
It's not occurred. It's occurred.
Right. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Why did the stadium get hot after the concert?
I don't know.
All the fans went home.
Okay. Dana. What's a cucumber's favorite sport?
What is a cucumber's favorite sport?
Pickleball.
Okay.
I'll see myself out.
Sam.
Yes.
Why was the man getting hit by a bicycle every single day?
I don't know.
He was stuck in a vicious cycle.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
You know, my boss once told me, dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
Mm.
He wasn't very happy when I showed up in a Batman costume.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
Why did the horse go behind the tree?
Why?
To change his jockeys.
Hey, Dana.
That one was really good.
What?
Why should you never run with a bagpipe?
Why?
You might get kilt.
All right, here's one. We've read this one before, but it's so good it bears repeating. From 2350. Hey, Sam.
Yes?
What do you call a dog who meditates?
I don't know.
A werewolf.
Hey, Scott.
Aware, like.
Got it.
Aware,
yes. Yes.
Because he's meditating.
Another oldie but a goodie. What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals?
I don't know.
Felipe Flappe.
Did I tell you, Sam, the other day I accidentally swallowed some food coloring?
No.
The doctor says I'm okay, but I feel like I've died a little inside.
Hey, Dana, why is a koala not considered a bear?
Why?
Because it's not qualified.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Why can't you give Elsa a balloon?
I don't know.
Because she'll let it go.
Oh, no.
Hey, Dana. You know, I heard about this new movie the other day. I cannot wait to see it. It's called Constipation. It hasn't come out yet.
Hey, Scott, what's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What?
A carrot.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
I tell you, I told my wife that she should embrace her mistakes. Mm-hmm. She gave me a hug.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Atch.
Atch who?
Bless you!
Hey, Scott.
What?
What do you call a fish wearing a bow tie?
I don't know.
Sophisticated.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
I tell you, my pirate buddy has corn for sale.
Really?
Yeah, it's a buccaneer.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
What did the fisherman say to the magician?
What did the fisherman say to the magician?
Pick a cod. Any cod.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
Knock, knock.
Oh, God. Who's there?
Alpaca.
Alpaca who?
Alpaca the suitcase. You load the car.
That is bad.
That is terrible.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, you know, Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left him.
And with that, we go to the news. Dan Weinbaum's got that coming up in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks. Thank you. Great jokes today. Good job.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.